Vision Cares Cancer Center. Terry Douglas is here. What title do you give your... Well, I know what title. You're not... You don't even care about titles. I know you. You're not that guy. But what is the title they foist upon you?
Well, it's officially executive director. I'm not even sure. I think it's executive chairman. That's what it is.
I bet you everybody over there knows, though. They know. Thank you for being on the broadcast today. I really enjoy every time I get to spend with you. CTI.
Well, you were wanting to know how the name came from? Or
what is that?
That is that. Well, that is, it's a company that had a very simple mission, and that was to make clinical PET a reality. When I was at Ortec, we had developed the first PET scanners, and we had commercialized those, but it was still primarily a research tool. And I ended up becoming CEO of Ortec in Oak Ridge. And I knew we were owned by a Boston group, EG&G, and I knew that my next move would be to Boston, and it would be just doing something I didn't want to do. And I had the responsibility of selling off the PET business because it was, we couldn't define whether it was, what it was, where it was going to go. And so I decided to leave CTI, I mean, leave Ortec, get my name straight, leave Ortec. And formed CTI and went back and acquired the PET scanner business and 20 employees and three systems in backlog with a mission very simple, make clinical PET a reality, do whatever it takes to bring that to fruition.
Let me ask you about this just as a leader and a visionary. I have noticed this about leaders. They really do try to simplify and clarify mission.
Exactly.
Right. When and how did you learn that?
I don't know how. I don't know that I learned it. It just became obvious that that technology at the time could have a really big clinical impact. And there were a lot of things. There were a lot of barriers to that happening. So we just simply focused on that one thing, making clinical PET a reality. There were a lot of engineering and regulatory and reimbursement issues and all of that, all of those sort of things, development of a network of radiopharmaceutical delivery systems, acquiring a cyclotron company, which we did. You know, so there were a lot of pieces to that.
When you say make it a reality, so that becomes the big idea, the macro. But you're the kind of person that will say, now, to make it a reality, there are 100 problems that have to be solved.
Exactly.
And you will identify and specify every one of those problems or categories.
Right. We would always, when we do our strategic reviews, we would say, what single thing, if it happened, would have the biggest impact on our mission of making clinical PET a reality? So we'd identify that biggest thing. The original thing was an engineering thing, engineering changes. The next biggest thing was a network of 60 cyclotrons throughout the world that could deliver these radiopharmaceuticals on a unit dose demand kind of basis. So we started that. The next thing was we couldn't get FDA approval. We couldn't get Medicare reimbursement at the time. So we were fortunate enough to have Howard Baker tell us, hey, there is two other forms of government, two other branches of government, which is legislative and judicial. And I said, yeah, I learned that in seventh grade civics class, but that's all I knew. So he said, why don't you try the legislative approach? And we actually got FDA approval and Medicare reimbursement by being attached to the FDA Modernization Act of 1997, which says by an act of Congress, this is FDA approved and the radiopharmaceuticals are FDA approved. And Medicare will reimburse. And that's how...
That's a game changer.
I mean, that was the game changer. From that point on, the business went from like $25 million to $500 million in 7 years. So
you were able to sell that company for $1 billion,
right,
to Siemens.
Right.
Which leads us to the company you have now, or the mm-hmm. companies. And you just got another major approval.
We did. We got an FDA approval for as part of this process in terms of putting in a proton center, we realized that this would never proton therapy would never be a clinical reality at the complexity and the cost of the then current technology. So we started in 2011, developing the next generation proton therapy system, and we just got in December FDA 510K approval clearance. That is a game changer. The demands on our time have been tremendous ever since that's happened. We'll be able to put in a proton center, at 50% less cost, 50% less operating cost as well, investment cost, operating cost over what current technology is. So, now we can make this technology more accessible to more people at a lower cost. And, that has to happen, you know, in healthcare. So our strategy now, our mission now, is to take what we've developed in our Provision Cares Cancer Center and duplicate that, replicate that at the Scott Hamilton Cares Cancer Center in Nashville, at the Provision Cares Cancer Center in Orlando, Provision Cares Cancer Center in Denver, the Provision Cares Cancer Center in Harbin, China, Provision Cares Cancer Center in Tianjin, China. So our strategy now is to take what we've developed here that works well, and then grow that, make that available in as many locations as we can find capital to do.
One of the reasons I wanted you here in this first to set up this first episode is because I think you and your team are a great representation of what Anything Is Possible is about. People who believe that things are able to be, people who look at what's possible and say, what do we have to do to make this a reality?
Right.
But I also love the spirit that you bring to it, because I know where your heart is.
Well, I'd also, since you brought it, I'd like to talk about our team too.
Sure.
Because it's I don't know if you're about to take a break or what, but.
No, we'll break when I get ready.
Okay. that's a good thing to know. It's no coincidence that our three division presidents were all of Provision Cares Cancer Center. Tom Welch, who runs the whole campus, Provision Cares Health Services, we call it, and will also manage our proton centers in the future. Mary Lou Dubois, who did the development of that center, and who also will be developing these other centers. And Joe Mateo, who's division president for Pronova Solutions, which is the developer and the manufacturer of these next generation systems. All three of those were officers and people that I worked with at CTI for 20 years. You know, so we have a team that understands each other and are all committed to the mission. They realize each one of them's strengths in each of those areas, and they work really well together. We've also been able to recruit chief financial officer and general counsel, and our chief medical officer, which is Dr. Tracy Dobbs. We just have a great team. And then our provision medical group, we went out and hired the best, you know, the best proton therapy radiation oncologist you could find. Knoxville Cromshire Breast Center provides women's health and breast radiology, and Tennessee Cancer Specialist is the biggest and best medical oncology chemotherapy group. Gastrointestinal Associates just moved into our facility there, and that's where their headquarters are. The largest endocrinology group in town is there. Health Star, which is a multi-specialty group out of Morristown, is moving into the neighborhood. And then we have our wellness center, physical therapy group. Provision Physical Therapy was just named the number one physical therapy group in Knoxville, and all of those are led by really good people. I mean, that's
what it is.
That's exactly. And I want that. You know, I get a lot of credit, and a whole lot more credit than I'm due. I think the Lord's blessed me by being able to surround me with people that love what they do and do it really well.
It sounds like you've got like 20 Chris Marians.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, well, I
thought you said Chris wasn't in charge, though. They're in charge of me.
He really is. He's in there right now. He's torqued with me right now, but he's gonna make it all work out. But I wanna say this. Thank you for being the presenting sponsor of a brand new venture here, Anything Is Possible Radio Edition. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to make an announcement. They have also added a new position at ProVision, and that is that of chief cheerleader. And we're happy to announce that Halloran Hilton Hill has accepted
the role
of chief cheerleader.
Oh, right.
For ProVision.
You have an outfit for that, or is it
whatever you say, sir? I'll dress up like a proton, whatever you want. Terry Douglas, thanks for coming by today.
My pleasure. Thank you for asking me.
Thank you for helping us launch a brand new beginning. It's 6:30 on the Triple H Show.